Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. We've been talking about it all afternoon. The press conference happened during our show, and that is NASCAR is coming to Chicago. And not to Chicagoland. It's coming to the streets of Chicago. NASCAR's Senior Vice President of Racing Development and Strategy is on the phone. Hey, Ben, how are you? This is Ben Kennedy. And Ben, you raced. You were a NASCAR driver, right?
I was, yeah. I actually had the opportunity to compete as a driver for about 11 years, and then I swapped the fire suit for the business suit about 4.5 years ago and came over to NASCAR side. So enjoying it so far. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so you've never had a race like this in a city like Chicago. Everybody's worried about the potholes. Is that going to be taken care of?
Yeah, so I think we'll be in good shape. And to your point, this will be the very first street race that NASCAR has had. We'll be celebrating our 75th year anniversary. In that time, we've never had a street race with our NASCAR Cup Series. So really excited about it, excited to be bringing it to the streets of Chicago and downtown Chicago. And you know, we've had our asphalt experts here and some of the professionals in that space. And you know, thankfully, the streets, at least on the course that we're racing, are in pretty good condition. Might need to make a couple of small changes, but we'll certainly be working closely with CDOT and you know, all the departments to make sure that you know, I can handle our next gen cars and you know, put on a great race for the people that come out.
Ben, is this a 1 year event, or is this will this be a repeat every year?
Yeah, so that's a good question. You know, as of now, this is a 3 year event that we have with the city.
3 years.
Yep.
Okay.
This sounds fun. I mean, everybody's pretty excited about it. At first, it was like, what? Is this really happening? And how are they going to do this? And, you know, it seems like the city streets are more equipped for Formula One cars. How are NASCARs, you know, how's that going to run on city streets like Chicago?
Yeah, I think they'll be pretty good. So, you know, we introduced our next-gen car this year, which is our seventh-generation NASCAR Cup Series car. And if you look at these cars, you know, relative to the vehicles that we had last year, the Gen 6 cars, the body styling, the 18-inch wheels, they look much more like a production-type vehicle. So, you know, the Camry and the Camaro and the Mustang that races on Sunday looks a lot like the cars that we'd see on the streets here in Chicago any day of the week. So from a relevance perspective, they look great. I think from kind of a technical perspective, and you know, you can get in the weeds on springs and shocks and ride height and all that stuff, but you know, I think the next gen car will really lend itself well to city streets. And you know, we go to a lot of ovals on our circuit. We also go to a handful of road courses, so probably have 7 or 8 road courses on our schedule. We race down at Circuit of the Americas, where our F1 does. We go to Watkins Glen, Sonoma, and a handful of others. And you know, I think for our fans that follow the sport of NASCAR, they expect the racing to be pretty similar to what we see on the road courses. And I'd say typically some of our road course races are some of the best races that we see all year. So I think it'll be above our expectations for sure as far as the racing product goes.
Ben Kennedy is NASCAR's Senior Vice President of Racing Development and Strategy, and you help develop the sport internationally, and you've been the person to oversee racing development initiatives. Was this your idea?
It was a concept that came out a couple of years ago working alongside TSMGI, and you know, we worked on it for about a year and a half or so to create a virtual event, which we did in the summer of last year with our Cup Series drivers. So they went out, they scanned the city streets, and then they basically, you know, turned it into virtual reality with our Cup drivers driving virtual next-gen cars around the virtual street course. So that was kind of the first step in the process, a little bit of a proof of concept for us. And then I'd say over the past year, and especially the last 90 days or so, you know, certainly a lot of work has gone into the course layout, the site plan, kind of what this is really going to truly look like. And a lot of work's been done till today, but at the same time, you know, we're also starting our next phase of work and really starting to finalize the site plan, finalize the track layout, finalize what the, the different musical artists that will be performing on the stages are, the different support series and other racing activity that we'll have on the weekend. So a lot of work to do, but excited to kind of put a stake in the ground and be able to announce today.
Ben, okay, we got third. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, Ben, when it comes to the surface and the roads that they will be racing on here in downtown Chicago, how much work needs to be done? I mean, these cars will be able to handle our roads as is, or how much work before will need to be done to get this race ready?
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty minimal. Like I said, we had some folks go out and look at it, and there's certainly some potholes and cracks here and there. But, I'd say for the most part, the streets around Grant Park, whether it's Columbus, Jackson, Balboa, Michigan, Congress, Lakeshore, a lot of them are in pretty good condition. So I'd say thankfully it'll be pretty minimal, but we'll be working with CDOT to make sure that, if there are any changes or improvements that need to be made, we'll be certainly working hand in hand with them to make sure that that's ready come July 1st and 2nd next year.
And will there be enough straightaway for passing? People want to know if it's going to be exciting like NASCAR usually is.
Yeah, that's a good question. So, with the course layout, I think there will be. So, Columbus, as you guys well know, is super wide. So I think at one point in the track, it'll be 7 lanes wide, which is wider than some of our road courses that we go to today, frankly. So I think we'll have a lot of passing zones, some narrower areas, which I think will be exciting for the fans, too, to be able to watch, and some unique characteristics of the track. So I'd say between Columbus and some of the other city streets around the course, I think we're going to see some really exciting racing, a lot of passing zones, a lot of heavy braking, a lot of acceleration coming off the corners. They'll probably be in speeds of 130, 140 plus miles an hour, probably not much higher than that. But it will really be a spectacle and something to watch once it comes all together.
Well, thanks for taking the time to check in with us. I know it's been a busy day for you, but we appreciate your input on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the time. Appreciate you having me on.
NASCAR Senior Vice President of Racing Development and Strategy, that is Ben Kennedy. And let me share one of my favorite text messages. I do recognize one is legit and one is not, but what a juxtaposition of news stories. We will impound cars for street racing, followed by, welcome, NASCAR. Yeah, the racing, the videos he's seen so far are not what is legit. Steve has, he has your news. We'll get to some of those stories we didn't get to cover, but we wanted to take his phone call. That is your newsroom temperature check brought to you by the folks at American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. And Steve's 5 o'clock news is from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.